Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Candle in the Wind. How perfect is that? She's owner and operator of Blank Mason Candles. She's Sarah Janetten. Sarah, thank you for joining us in studio here on Friday night, Friday the 13th at 720 WGN. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad I made it down in this Chicago traffic.
Yeah, it was a little bit, wasn't it? Let's get a little bit about your background. What were you doing before candles? You weren't doing candles all your life.
No, I wasn't. So I was in corporate America. I was actually in business development and sales for co-working, and I was traveling actually in Pittsburgh, and I saw a little cute little candle shop, and it gave me an idea about the workshops. And I remember looking at like the paint and sip parties, and I was like, wait, I think there could be a really cool model out of this. So fast forward, we launched Blank Mason, and we are a candle bar concept.
Where does the name come from? What does it mean?
So starting with a blank mason jar.
Wow, that's it. It's that simple.
Yep.
I'm thinking there's a long story, but it's as simple as that. Okay. What sets you apart from any other candle that I can go buy wherever?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the actual experience. People can come into this space. They're able to choose from a variety of vessels. They're able to blend their scents and then customize it with our glitters, botanicals, and crystals. So it's a very unique, one-of-a-kind experience.
And people make these candles in your location. Last time, let's run back a little bit too. Last time we spoke, it was about a year ago, and you hadn't opened up the brick and mortar yet, because you really started kind of right around the pandemic, right?
Right. So I actually was supposed to open up a couple years ago, and I had a lease in hand, and what had happened was the mall shut down, and thank God I didn't sign that lease at that time. So I had to pivot, and I learned a lot about the e-commerce business, launching Blank Mason, the brand. But I knew I wanted to go back into that model. So I fast forward to November of this year, or well, this past year, and I opened up the candle bar at Old Orchard Mall in Skokie.
The grand opening was awesome, by the way.
Thank you. I'm glad you were able to attend.
It was very, very cool. Talk to me about the difference between one wick candles and three wick candles. You only do one wick, or?
Yeah, great question. So it depends on the vessel size. So our large 12-ounce vessels are a double wick candle, and then our 5.5-ounce are a single wick. So it really does determine based on the circumference and the diameter of the vessel.
Okay. And people choose that for whatever reason they want.
Yeah, absolutely. So we guide them and letting them know what is, you know, which wick should be for per vessel. And they also, you know, we also have on the retail side, we are a one-stop shop for unique candle brands and home decor. So you can find wooden wicks in some of the brands that we carry. You can find double wicks, triple wicks, even the taper candles as well.
Okay. I know you did a thing on WGN TV. It was not that long after the opening, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And business went crazy after that.
We did. Everyone came in and was like, oh, I saw you on WGN. Wait, you're the owner. You're here. So it's cool to meet everyone and let everyone see the space and just, I mean, everyone's been impressed. I've been impressed. Everyone's so nice coming into the store. So it's great to be on site, being able to, you know, build these relationships with our customers.
Right. So I come in, would I come in? Is it mostly female or mostly males that is your clientele?
Honestly, we've seen every demographic. We thought it was going to be like, you know, middle-aged women coming in doing their girls' night out, but we see kids' parties, we see date night, we see family activities, bridal, bachelorette. I mean, we're seeing everything. So I don't think we can sort of say it's one demographic.
And it's more of an event rather than just making candles, right? It's a social event with whoever decides to come in, right? And for whatever reason.
Absolutely. And we're BYOB. We offer food options as well. So we really can cater to, you know, 1 to 2 people all the way up to 40 people that are trying to do a party or a larger event.
That's what my next question is. Up to 40 people.
Yeah.
It's a good size space.
It is.
And it's really, really well done. What do you do most of? Bridal parties, things like that? What's the most popular?
I think if I was to like look at our books and all that, the date night, the two tops, and then kids parties.
Okay. And kids are totally into it as well.
Absolutely. They love it.
Yeah.
It's a good, I mean, the kids get to take a party favor home. It's like a win-win.
Yeah.
Parents love it.
Sure. Sure. And they can drink while the kids make candles too.
Absolutely.
So, how do people go about this? I'm having a bachelor party.
Hey.
And I want to make candles.
Yeah. So we do recommend heading to our website. This way you can create a booking or put in a party inquiry. So for parties 8 or less, you can book straight through our website. And then if you are 8 or more, we have a party inquiry that you fill out. So one of our team could reach back out and make sure we're customizing it to your party needs.
Okay. So it's totally malleable, if you will, to whatever you've got going on, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We've seen parties that have brought in catering. I mean, you name it, we've seen it already.
And they can do that. They can bring in their own food as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because sometimes there's a tie with a certain company or whatever, but you're open with that.
Yep, of course.
And the booze situation is BYOB.
Yep.
And you can bring, it's wine and beer, right?
Wine, beer, champagne.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. No hard stuff, though.
No hard stuff.
All right. You don't want to get too out of control with...
No. We're dealing with hot wax and fragrance oils. We don't want someone to slip up and think that they're taking a shot of hard liquor and it's fragrance oil.
No, you don't want that. I hope you don't have any bad stories to tell us about. No.
Not yet.
All right. Don't say not yet, Sarah. Jeez.
Well, it's... you never know. You don't know people nowadays. You just don't know.
Yeah. We're talking with Sarah Janettin of Blank Mason Candles. My favorite, well, you came out with a spring line, right?
Right, yeah.
And this is the second spring that you've come out with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different line than the first spring?
Nope, we kept them because they were big house favorites. They sold out, so we brought them back this season. We did add 5 more to our fragrance bar, including our seasonal that we have with the Blank Mason brand for the spring.
Okay, and what are those types? What do you have?
Yeah, so your favorite, Midnight Garden.
Love that smell. Oh my goodness.
And then we have Daybreak, and then our last one is Blooming Beauty.
Okay, and you have the denim too. Do you still do the...
Yeah, so that's part of our core line. Yeah, okay. Our dark denim.
That was the first one that I got.
Yeah.
And then I got the other one, and I'm like, I like this one better. So I'm going with that.
Oh, you're good. You're remembering these. That means something.
There you go. So you do a line in spring. Do you do a line other times of year as well?
Yeah. So every 3 months, we do launch a new season. So come June 1st, we will have our summer line, as well as on the fragrance bar that will rotate out for our summer line. So you'll see 8 new scents on the fragrance bar.
And that comes out when again? I'm sorry.
June 1st.
June 1st. That's right around the corner.
It is.
Very cool. How do people find out about you? Where do they go to book these parties, and where do they get more information?
Yeah, so they can head to our website, which is going to be www.blankmason.com/candlebar. And you'll see a little book now tab. You'll click on that and it'll lead you right to our scheduler. You can be able to book.
Very cool. Sarah, thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Get some candles. They're really, really good. The quality is fantastic, and it's that's a cool thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A personal endorsement from Phil Manicki. There you go.
Hey, love it.
Sarah, thank you so much.